journeying together. Now, some people may wonder why we do strange activities. Why are we engaging everybody in that process? Why don't we just come up with a plan? But as Colleen was sharing about earlier, we have some distinctives as a Baptist church, and that is not that we all have to play in sand, but that we believe that we discern the mind of Christ together, that we each have a part to play in determining our future. I just want to share something that was written by John Tucker. We went through our what is being Baptist, not that makes us any more special than anyone else, but there are distinctives about being part of a community like this, where there are certain things and behaviors that we have and the things that we do that help to guide us on our way forward. And that's what being part of this community is. It's what makes us who we are. So the Baptist Church, in the early days when it was being formed, the founders were saying a community of believers, the church is a community of believers who, in response to Christ's call and under his direct rule, freely gather together in covenant relationship with God and each other. We hear the word covenant quite a bit. At the heart of this vision is a radical emphasis on the immediate lordship of Christ over every individual human person and over every particular gathered church. Christ alone has the right to command the individual conscience to call people into his church. No one else, not the government, not our parents, can usurp his place by forcing people to believe anything. And Christ alone commands each local church. Final authority over any local church rests not with a bishop or a national council, not even a senior pastor or a group of lead elders, but with the risen Christ, who promises to be present and make his will known whenever the church gathers together to seek his will, as found in Matthew 18, verse 20. This is the Baptist vision of the church, not that it's not anyone else's, but it has profound implications for discipleship, leadership, worship, and mission today. So we've just seen membership, and some people think, well, that's just a weird construct that doesn't really have much value in today's world. But actually it does, because as a distinctive, we believe in covenanting together. And it's a little bit like marriage, in that, you know, we would, you know, people living together for 20 years, you know, they have a faithful relationship, but there's something special, I think we would all agree here, about that aspect of covenant, of coming together and saying, hey, we are part of a body, we are coming together, and we are covenanting and making a commitment. That was what was made today, and there's something incredibly powerful in that we realize that we have made some commitment. We're not just hanging out together. We're actually coming into relationship together with Christ as a body of believers. So membership today has, well, we call it membership. It's kind of covenanting together. But a lot of people have felt that that's, you know, what value is there to that? If you've been here for a while, or you think, well, I've been here too long and I haven't become a member, or I've, you know, don't see it as a membership that gives you the right just to vote and have a democratic process. That's not what it's about. This is not a democratic process. It's a Christocratic process. It is a Christocentric process where we say Christ is our head. It's not about democracy. It's about hearing Christ as a covenant community as we come together. And today, people are looking. We've seen in our journey today, to date, where we've talked about identity and we've talked about belonging, and we've talked about journeying. And part of being a Baptist community is that we covenant together and we journey together as well. So I would just put a little challenge out there for people who have maybe journeyed for a while but haven't made that step to come into a covenant relationship. Not to say that there's no value, or that you're any less of a person or anything like that. It really is about just considering, what is my role here? What is my purpose? What am I bringing in? Because we're coming up to the AGM, and that can seem like a very boring time as well, but it's actually a critical part of what we do as a church, discerning where we're going for the coming year, just as we're kind of discerning here as well. It's not about a budget or a group of line items. It's about gathering together into a pathway that we're moving forward together as a family, much as we would in our own families try to walk in step with each other. And so being part of that covenant relationship for me is really, really important. But our distinctives also has implications for leadership and power in the church. Because Christ by his Spirit speaks directly to every believer, every believer in the local church should be involved in discerning Christ's call on that church. And because Christ promises to be present and make his will known whenever his people gather together in his name, the church meeting is the place where we can expect the Spirit to reveal God's word and God's mind and Christ's mind to us. It's not the pastor nor the elders nor a national gathering of leaders, but the risen Christ in the midst of his people as they gather together in his name, which is what we are doing today. So today, as we move into our next step, this is really, we are part, can we move to the next slide, please? We crashed. Brilliant. So what I'd like us to do for the next 15 minutes, think about ourselves as a church. These are the questions that we want to be thinking of as we are looking at our sand activity again. What do we believe Christ is calling us at Papanui Baptist Church to be like as his body? And I think we've started to explore that. You can continue to explore that. The second question is, what should we look like as a covenant community to those looking in? So I think that was the... I missed a slide. So those were the questions, but what we also want to look like, I should have had a third one there, is what do we believe that God is saying he wants his community to look like because of our engagement in the world as well? What would he like his community to look like? If God is in the business of transforming lives and transforming communities, and he uses his body, his family, his community to do that, what does that actually look like for us, and what is God saying to us today? Where do we go after we've done this activity? Someone showed me this the other day. You know, we talk about doing strategic planning and having a plan, and that's what the top one is normally what it looks like. Yes, this is where we're going, and this is how we're going to get there. But the strategic reality, and pretty much today's world, looks a little bit like that, doesn't it? So we're not creating this specific roadmap of how exactly we're going to get places, but we're trying to hear God's voice for where does he want us to go? What does he want things to look like in the future? We'll start to discern what are the pathways we need to take, understanding that the Holy Spirit will need to be deeply engaged with us throughout the entire process over the coming years as we respond to the realities that are all around us. So let's take another 10, 15 minutes now just to come back together, those thoughts that have been bubbling away there hopefully, and engage back into the activity. And don't forget to take notes. There's water out the back over the back there if you need to wash your hands as well. So please jump in and get those creative juices flowing. Thanks. Yeah. There we go. And the third one, what do we want the community to look like? What do we believe God is saying? For your conversations that I've been hearing, you've been hearing your own conversations, but I've had a chance to go around and hear what different people are saying. And for me, I'm really excited about what God is doing, the season that he's taking us into. And I promise there won't be any sand for quite some time in church again. There's going to be a lot of other ways in which we're going to dialogue and talk about where we're going as a church and discerning together. Over the next few months. Exactly. That's why I gave you some rocks. Ferg, would you be able to just close this activity for us? Justin, you've been here through many seasons of church. And yeah, I'd just love to, if for you to pray for us.
I can still stand. Father, we thank you that we as a family can have fun together. We thank you, Lord, that you know our hearts, and we pray, Lord, that you will lead and guide in this next season of our church life. Lord, we have known your guidance in the past, and we just claim it. Father, we want this church to show your love in the community, and we can do that. So, Lord, just bless each one here. Bless those that are not here too, Lord, we pray. And may we just have your heart and your mind in this coming season. So thank you, Lord, for your love for us, each one. And we just want to bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen.